Time now, the Medusa pregame show, to visit with Tom Ceratore, head coach of the BSU Beavers. After a week has passed, Tom, you're more bummed out about two losses, or have you come to appreciate the fight that your team showed?
Yeah, I get over things pretty quick, Schultz. Yeah, I do. I'm not a guy that sits there and holds things in and sits there and, you know, it stews on it for a few days. I try to move on and turn the page. I think you have to in this business. But there's no question that Friday night game still, obviously, has a little bit of a sour taste in my mouth. But again, you can't control those types of things, and I got to try to move on from that as well. I haven't said anything to anybody, but that's the one thing, obviously. Again, internally, it still kind of stays with you.
Third period Saturday was a crazy one to watch. You guys really seem to have a shoot first mentality. Is that a little more your quote-unquote style this year with the experience that you guys have out of that forward group?
I hope so, Schultz, but I think at that particular time, it was just more desperation. I really do. I just think it was desperation from our guys, and when there's desperation, they probably will shoot more, and they'll probably have pay attention to a few more details. And we actually possessed the puck pretty good on a couple of those power plays where they could have had clears, and for whatever reason, we kept it in, and that helped too. So, but I think a lot of that too, is attributed to a little bit of our puck pressure as well.
Some coaches say that you can learn more in a loss than you can in a win. Do you agree?
I think certain times you sure can. I mean, I think you can learn in a loss. You can learn in a win. Obviously, you want to win, and you don't want to learn from a loss. But, I just think the biggest thing, what we learned, obviously, Saturday night, and I'm going to use that game, is that we just showed character. And I think that was the biggest thing for the guys, is that we won a third period. We had good pushback. We were left for dead, and we continued on, and we pushed the pace, and we played well, and, we made that thing tight. We made it exciting, and so the guys even skate off the ice with a pretty good taste in their mouth.
Take the listeners into the locker room after the second. What was said, and what was the tone of it?
Saturday night? You know what? I think it's probably what people, would think it would be. It was just like, hey, obviously it's a 4-1 game, and we've got 20 minutes right here. And hockey's a crazy game, and the bottom line is, none of us know what's going to happen at the end of the game, but let's put our best foot forward. Let's obviously, again, let's win. Our whole goal is let's win each 5-minute increment. That's what we talked about. So there was four games within that period, and, that was kind of the message that we sent. And you get that way a lot of times with the 5-minute increments. That's what it was. And let's give it our best shot right there, and at the end of the day, let's feel good about obviously how we played and let this, obviously, game, be a good, obviously, indicator of what people are going to see next weekend.
What is a typical intermission like for you guys?
We probably spend 5 minutes watching video. We get 15 minutes, Schultze. 5 minutes is probably watching video. A couple of minutes maybe talking about what we just saw. Sometimes we show video to the guys. Sometimes we bring it right into the locker room. Sometimes we'll bring guys into the coach's room. Whatever it might be. But we're usually watching, there's certain things that we're watching, whether it's a power play, whether it's a penalty kill. We always want to get a good look right there, what we're seeing, especially on Friday night. We're probably a little more active in the coach's room between periods than we are on Saturday.
More Tom Ceratore when we return. Benusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network, part two with head coach Tom Ceratore. Bunch of ranked teams lost last weekend, Tom. Minnesota got swept. In fact, teams 2 through 5 all lost at least once. From your perspective, how is parity this year compared to years past?
I think it's the same, Schultz. Yeah, I just think every year in and year out, there's just so much parity in college hockey. And, I'll just go back to Union, Yale winning the national championship a few years back, RIT, Bemidji going to a Frozen Four. There's been parity for the last 10, 12 years. And ever since the NHL has started taking a lot of guys early, and that's created a lot of parity in our game, which is good and which is healthy, and I don't think it's any different this year.
You were number one in the pairwise headed into last week. It was week three. Take it for what it's worth, but at what point is the sample size big enough in your mind where that starts to, quote-unquote, become real?
First off, Schultze, I never knew that, and secondly, this is no kidding, I didn't know the pairwise was even on this early. I mean, I didn't know they had a pairwise this early. I really didn't, so that was news to me. And you'd think I'd be on top of that stuff, but I'm not. It's a half a year. You better look. In January, there's a good sample size.
On to Anchorage. Going back to the summer, it was really a big question mark as to what was going on up there. How much did both of those schools keep the league involved and up to date with what was going on?
I don't think much. I don't think they could keep us plugged in as much. You saw what you saw, obviously, in the media, and you saw it as well, Schultze. So, what we saw, is what was going on. So I don't think they really had to keep us informed. The media was keeping us informed, and you know, but obviously they got some good news yesterday.
From what you've seen on tape, what have you seen from Anchorage?
They got really good speed. They got good team speed. They got they defend very well. They're always very committed to defense. They got good team speed, and they move the puck well.
Yeah, but home in 3 weeks, won't be back for three more. Every year is a year that you want to win at home, but you've started off on that note this year. With the schedule this year, with the road trips you've got, taking care of this place is of utmost importance, isn't it?
It's critical. It's critical, Schultz. We shot ourselves in the foot last year, you know, by obviously struggling at home, and it's just unacceptable. And you're not gonna win championships by struggling at home and being a good road warrior team like we were last year. So it was nice to obviously get off on the right footing against Bowling Green, and obviously you want to keep that thing going.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultz.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups are next on the Beaver Radio Network.